it's amazing to think that someone who's in the Olympics representing our country and there, and they've trained so hard to be there, and he's our neighbour, so it's really exciting.
It's going to be very, very, very tense, very exciting. I mean, it was bad enough on Monday when I saw him in the heat, so I don't know what it's going to be like later on. Real edge of your seat stuff.
I can't imagine how they must be feeling. I mean, we're very excited, and you know, we're just neighbours, just live near him and haven't known him for very long. So his friends and family that go through all of the training and all of the sacrifices that they make with them must be unbelievable for them, must be an incredible day for them.
We've had a street party. You know, he's all part of the neighbourhood, really, and everyone sort of seems to know everyone, and everyone's really friendly.
He's really tall, he's got blue eyes, blonde hair, he smiles.
You need to check him out because he's a real fitty.
He does tell some jokes and sometimes mucks around with the kids around the street, so...
He sometimes drives past the house and waves as he drives past in his car.
This is important because this is personal, this is a friend, my neighbour and a good buddy, so... Yeah, this is a whole different ball game.
Managed to get tickets last minute yesterday, so myself and another of Alex's neighbours, Heather, are heading off to Dorney this morning. I'm very excited, very giddy already.
Really proud for him and chuffed for him. We just think he's a wonderful person. He's a lovely guy. And the fact that he also lives near us just makes us feel really proud that we know him and that we want to support him. And we just think he's a lovely man as well as a fantastic athlete.
Go, Alex!
Go, Alex, go! Go!